Yes, of course, a galaxy of sophisticated digital products are available for Christmas gifts, but Georges Bizet's music reminds us that the best gifts are still balls and tops and, you know, I don't know, empty cardboard boxes. I'm sure that's in that music too. Jeux d'enfants by Georges Bizet.
WHFR Dearborn, more than classical programming, although we know you love it, and that's why we continue to provide it. We are very happy that you're listening, and we hope that this classical programming, the good stuff, is continuing to stay strong and powerful and lovely just for you. Wonderful, wonderful selections on an ongoing basis. We thank our friends at Classical 24 through Public Radio International, of which we are members. We subscribe to that service. We pay for it, but we know the quality is there, and we want to make sure that you have the best quality programming available. Well, that's not just our classical programming, by the way. All of our other hours are presented live and in studio as well from our DJs. A little bit eclectic, a little something different hour to hour. If you'd like to learn more about our broadcast schedule, go online at whfr.fm, and there you can sign up for our e-newsletter, our electronic e-newsletter. You'll just type in your email address on our website, and it will then be delivered to you on a regular basis. Check it out.
Here's the final movement from a symphony by Juan Arriaga. The exciting finale to a symphony by an 18th century and early 19th century composer named Juan Arriaga, a performance from the Algarve Orchestra with conductor Alvaro Casuto. Go away, Max Bruch was known to say to violinists who approached him, go away and play the other two concertos, which are just as good, if not better. That's the price of composing an incredibly popular piece of music. No one wants to hear or play any of your other works. That's the price Max Bruch had to pay for composing his enormously popular Violin Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
from the rather melancholy lament that opens up the whole thing to that fiery, virtuosic finale. It's an outstanding piece of music, one loved by violinists since its premiere in 1866, and then its second, much revised premiere in 1868. It's Max Brooks' Violin Concerto No. 1, an historic performance from 1967 by violinist Isaac Stern. Stern playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Eugene Ormandy. Thanks a lot for the company this afternoon. I'm Elena C., and the music is supported by the Pajamagram Company, offering 29 matching holiday pajama styles for the whole family, including cats and dogs, and with Charlie Brown and classic holiday themes in knits, fleece, and flannel. Learn more at pajamagram.com. 'Tis the season for cozy jammies and the season for music like this.
Thank you.
A Christmas medley. You heard the Wexford Carol and a couple of other pieces too, a performance by the Main Street Brass Quintets. And yes, there's more festive Christmas music coming up this afternoon. You'll hear some more in about 10 minutes. And more plain old festive music, no Christmas required, coming up next. This is La Fiesta, one movement from the Suite on Galician Songs by Enrique Granados.
Thank you.
La Fiesta, one movement from the Suite on Galician Songs by Enrique Granados, the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra with conductor Pablo Gonzalez. 2017 coming to a close, and that means best of the year lists. The New York Times yesterday published their best classical music recordings of 2017 list. You can find that list on Twitter now at Elena Radio DJ. Now, if you're in the market for a new Christmas recording, one that came out in 2017, Julie Amacher has been profiling some on the podcast New Classical Tracks. You'll find that podcast at yourclassical.org.
Divino font.
Tomorrow shall be my dancing day in arrangements of that carol by John Rutter, the ensemble Chanticleer performed. Here's the Flute Concerto No. 1 by Antonio Vivaldi.
Thank you.
La Tempesta di Mare, The Storm at Sea. That's the nickname to that piece. The Flute Concerto No. 1 by Antonio Vivaldi. Flutist Stephen Preston performed.
WHFR Dearborn is looking forward to opportunities to serve you, our Metro Detroit, Dearborn, Dearborn Heights community. It is important that we make sure that we are connecting with our listening audience, and we want to make sure that you can connect with us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, anything you'd like to know about our radio station, simply check us out on the web, whfr.fm. That's whfr.fm. Or as always, give me a call, General Manager Susan McGraw, 313-845-9842. That's 313-845-9842. I love those phone calls where you have something really positive and exciting to say about one of our wonderful staff members, one of our DJs, or any ideas or thoughts that you might have to help us make this station just as great as it can be. We thank our Henry Ford College Board of Trustees for allowing us this opportunity to serve them, to serve our community, and most importantly, to serve you. Thanks for listening.
5 minutes, a beautiful piece of music for the piano by Frédéric Chopin. Here's the Oslo String Quartet and the third movement from a string quartet by Johan Svendsen.